This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Delegates to the Paris Climate Change Conference have adopted a deal to tackle global warming. As VOA's Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reports, the agreement aims to keep the planet from getting hotter, provides investment in developing countries, and sets peak carbon emissions levels.
I see the reaction is positive. I see no objections. The Paris Agreement is adopted.
The drop of a gavel by French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius culminates several nights of haggling and years of paralysis on the question of climate change. Cheers erupted among the delegates of nearly 200 nations who, for the first time ever in a 31-page document, agreed on how to move forward to curb global warming. The final deal falls short of the 2-degree target on slowing global warming. And developing nations did not get the compensation they wanted from rich countries for environmental damage, but organizers call it historic and say it marks a new era of common global efforts on climate change. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
President Obama hailed the Paris Agreement, saying that it is something that Americans can be proud of.
Today, the American people can be proud because this historic agreement is a tribute to American leadership. Over the past 7 years, we've transformed the United States into the global leader in fighting climate change.
Mr. Obama cited U.S. investment in wind, solar, and other clean energy that helped create jobs, and new nationwide standards aimed at cutting emissions from coal-fired plants by more than one-third by the year 2030. The president said the deal would mean less carbon pollution and more economic growth. This is VOA News. Women in Saudi Arabia, for the first time ever, took part in elections Saturday, voting and running as candidates in municipal races. Several female candidates declared the vote an historic moment in Saudi history, the only nation where a woman is forbidden to drive and where many of her life decisions can be overruled by her male guardian. The incremental change is part of the late King Abdullah's legacy. Abdullah, who died in January, issued a decree in 2011 authorizing women to vote. Swiss officials have confirmed the arrest of two people of Syrian origin as part of a probe into a terror threat. The two people were arrested in Geneva on Friday on suspicion of making, hiding, and transporting explosive and toxic gases. Criminal proceedings have been opened against the two under a law that prohibits terrorist groups. Olivier Journeau is the prosecutor general for the Canton of Geneva.
Ces personnes, en raison de leur comportement et de leur nationalité,
he says the persons of Syrian nationality, because of their behavior, were subjected to increased police checks and controls, and those controls revealed the presence of traces of explosives in the vehicle that they had used. Authorities in the Geneva region had been searching for four suspected jihadists with alleged ties to the self-proclaimed Islamic State. However, police have not said whether Friday's arrests were connected to that search. Burundi's army says at least 87 people were killed in the capital Bujumbura Friday in what it describes as coordinated attacks on three military installations by unknown gunmen. A military spokesman, speaking Saturday, said the dead included 79 enemies, along with 8 soldiers and policemen. He said 45 others had been captured in day-long firefights that extended into Saturday morning. The fighting is seen as the worst since a failed coup attempt in May, which came just weeks after two-term President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to seek a controversial third term. Police in Southern California have arrested a 23-year-old man suspected of setting fire to a mosque in the state, where 14 people were killed by suspected Islamist extremists earlier this month. The suspect is identified as Carl Dial and was taken into custody late Friday. He's been charged with 5 felonies, including arson, commission of a hate crime, and maliciously setting a fire. The blaze in Coachella tore through the building's lobby just before a Friday prayer service. No injuries were reported. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best music. Today, the voice of America. VOA 1.
Beautiful on VOA 1, the hits. Raya was hospitalized a couple weeks ago in New York City suffering the flu. They hydrated her, gave her an IV, and then she was able to resume her holiday tour, which is called the All I Want for Christmas Tour. She's playing a few limited shows in the U.S. She's also got a TV show she's starring in and produced called All I Want for Christmas. And she's also got a children's book with the very same title. My name's Larry London. Megan Trainor's up for Best New Artist at the Grammys. Here she is with John Legend, Like I'm Gonna Lose You.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no.
Oh, the blink of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes of love with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want. Use what we got before it's all gone. Cause no.
empty glass and a broken heart. Thinking to myself, what have I done? 'Cause as my future got bright, we started losing light. And I couldn't see that you were the one. So can we push, 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 rewind? Go, go back in time. When we were kids, licking bottles of wine. Take, take, take me back. I wanna go back, back to what we had.
It's new music on VOA 1.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me baby if you need a friend. Take a chance, no matter where you go. Yeah.
Charlie Puth, One Call Away. Brand new song off of his upcoming debut album, Nine Track Mind, that goes on sale January 29th. And Charlie Puth turned 24 a couple of weeks ago. And happy birthday to Charlie. He will perform in Times Square New Year's Eve on the ABC television Rockin' New Year's Eve special. By the way, Charlie wrote and performed with Wiz Khalifa on the hit song See You Again, which earned Charlie 3 Grammy nominations. He said he cried when he got the news. I'm Larry London. You've got VOA 1 The Hits with Austin Mahone. What About Love?
That's the remedy. The remedy is the experience. This is a dangerous liaison. Assist the comedy. Is that serious? This is a strange enough new play on words. I said the tragedy is how you're gonna spend the rest of your nights with the light on. So shine the light on all of your friends. Well, it all amounts to nothing in the end.
covering their ways to plan the next big attack. While they were counting down the ways to stab the brother in the be right back after this. The unavoidable kiss with a minty fresh damp breath is sure to outlast this catastrophe. Dance with me, cause if you've got the poison, I've got the remedy. The remedy is the experience. This is a dangerous liaison. I says the comedy, is that a serious? This is a strange enough new play on words. I said the tragedy is how you're gonna spend the rest of your nights with the light on. So shine the light on all of your friends when it all amounts to nothing in the end.
Is a avocado farmer when he's not making music, although he's been making music and been on tour this past year. He also managed to find some time to get married. Congratulations to Jason Mraz. That's a song called The Remedy. My name is Larry London. Check out my Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. More music coming up. Stay with us. This is VOA 1, The Hits.
What do you mean? Oh, oh, when you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no. What do you mean? Hey, yeah, when you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go. What do you mean? Oh, what do you mean? Since you're running out of time, what do you mean? You're so indecisive, what I'm saying. Trying to catch the beat, make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? What do you mean? Since you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? You're all for protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all
Is an anthem for people who are fighting, whatever it is they're fighting, whatever struggles you may be going through, written by and sung by 34-year-old Rachel Platten. She said she wrote that song at a low point in her own life. Before Rachel, it was Justin Bieber, What Do You Mean? And Justin performed a concert recently for the Stratford House of Blessing in Toronto, Canada. Justin's own mom, Patty, used that very same facility to help him and her family when they were struggling right after Justin's father walked out on his mother. This is VOA 1, The Hits. Same Love, Macklemore and Ryan.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex had the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
But,
I don't know.
But, and I can change. Even if I tried. Even if I wanted to. And I can change. Even if I tried.
I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yet we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other p***s behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment, the same bite that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Play, don't press pause. Progress march on with the veil over our eyes. We turn our back on the cause till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids are walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart, a world so hateful some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
I don't know how you do what you do. 'Cause everything that don't make sense about me makes sense when I'm with you.
I'm Larry London with Nico and Vins off the new EP Cornerstone. And by the way, they're on an Australasian tour. They plan to make up a date in Auckland, New Zealand sometime in the very near future. Here they are.
You were big city living, girlfriend like Eva Mendes, until your side chick called you up saying she might be pregnant. Now you're alone and crying, inside you're slowly dying. 'Cause magic might just got your key. That's how you know you messed up. That's how you know you messed up. That's how you know you messed up. That's how you know you messed up.
You were the man in college, got a degree in awesome, and had more zeros in your than all the Matrix golden. Now you're in your mama's basement, 'cause you spend every paycheck. The IRS, your new best friend. That's how you know you messed up.
California, got lost in money, drugs, and women. Now for all your dollars.
cash. Now Nico's unemployed. This love for destroyed him. So now we're back in Norway.
That's how we know we messed up.
To be the big spender, grabbing the check every dinner. Whoa. Showing out to your girlfriend, best friends, just so they could wish they was with ya. Wait. You ain't wanna hit the club, but the pressure got you out trying to get a table in the picture. Everybody Snapchat pictures, but ain't nobody trying to drop on the liquor. Nah, nah, I've been getting so twisted, tied up. Bye bye. Think we should leave after I pay, but you forgot to save cash for the valet.
That's how you know you messed up.
Believe Me. This is VOA 1, The Hits. I'm Larry London. Coming up, Nick Jonas, who has tied Madonna for the most songs this past year on the dance chart. Both of them have three. Chains, Levels, and this song, Jealous. Here's Nick Jonas on VOA 1, The Hits.
Just for me.